It's Team West Tuesday for round five. We're taking on the Dragons at Acor Stadium. And Coach JD has had to make a couple of changes due to injury, but also looks like he has dropped Jackson Paulo there to the extended bench and brought in Josh Mansour. We'll go through the side. Boys, we've got Latrell Mitchell at fullback. On the wing, we've got Josh Mansour and AJ, Tane Milne and Campbell Graham in the centres. The halves haven't changed. Cody Walker and Lachlan Ilias. We've got Junior Totola, the Tongan international, in the front row with Thomas Burgess, who's been promoted with the goat burn out. Damian Cook, after his 61 tackles last week at hooker. Keon Kalomatungi, Jai Arrow, and Cameron Murray make up one of the most dominating back rows in the competition. And there he is, number 14, boys. He's finally got a run after being injured in the captain's run. Blake Taffett, 14. Jacob Host, 15. David Mowally, 16. Good to see young Davey in the side. And Liam Knight, 17, boys. And then you've got a plethora on the bench, extended bench.
Well, welcome, everybody. And just so you know, Rabbitohs TV is brought to you by Daryl Lee, our naming rights sponsor. And there's the little Aussie Bilby and the Rockley Road Easter Bunny. And yeah, so Nico, I think, posted a photo. He's had an operation. His ankle's all busted up, so he'll be out. Thomas has been promoted to start in his place, and Davey Mowally gets his chance, and he hasn't been seen since he came on against the Storm and made an impact. So exciting to see how he'll go. And Taffy, now we thought once Benji went that Taffy might get that 14 utility role, and that's how it's appeared. And yeah, so interesting to see how he's used in the game, how he comes in, and will he be put into the halves, or will he, you know, play fullback and Latrell goes to the center? A lot of people are still talking about that, but I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon. But
you know, one thing that he will bring is energy. He'll come onto the field, he'll spark the team, he'll lift the team, and that's what you want from your bench players. And I'd say that's why JD has named Taffy on the bench to bring that spark and energy when he does come on.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, we know what he's like. He's like an energizer bunny. You can play a lot of different positions there, a bit like our old mate Benji Marshall, Hong Ha Marshall. You can jump in. They had him trained at lock only 12 months ago, Blake Taffett training. He's played fullback. I mean, he could play in 5'8" halfback. You could jump him in at hooker, I'm sure he'd do a job. So he's a great number 14 to have in the team instead of that four forward bench. The four forward bench worked last week because we lost the big boy, the goat, in a pretty awkward tackle. He sort of bent over that ankle and it looks like it's a syndesmosis injury. And the referee rewarded him with a penalty for being injured in the ruck. And I think that was proven to be the incorrect decision, boys. But anyway, poor old Nico is bit sick and sore and sorry for himself, and we wish him a speedy recovery. Very popular member of our team on and off the field, boys.
Yeah, and Jackson Paulo looks like he hasn't backed up from the head knock, so the source has got a reprieve on the wing. Be good to see him get back out there and hopefully find some meters. And Isaiah Tass has appeared on the extended bench, so he might be coming into contention at some stage. And so, yeah, Havili's dropped down out of the side, and also Richie Kenner's there, Dean Hawkins as well, Mamazelis, but the Ham Salad's back as well, Hame Sele, number 18. So would have been touch and go out of him and, I suppose, Davey Mowally. We take on the Dragons on Saturday, 5:30. We'll be there, the Rabbitohs TV team, to host the post-match show. And it's a big game for us because we really need to bounce back now. We have won one game and lost three to start the season. Now, that is a disaster, really, to sum it up.
Well, I wouldn't put it as a disaster, Mabo. We've come up with four games, like you said, and we've only won one. But in saying that, three of them are the heavyweights of the competition. Obviously, Penrith are the benchmark of the competition. They've won the grand final last year. Melbourne Storm, who are going to be there and thereabouts, and the Roosters, who hit back quite convincingly last week. So I don't think there's panic stages, but the next month, the footy is very important, I think. And there's three games there that we really need to win, and starting this week against the St. George Dragons.
Yeah, it's about holding that footy. I know we speak about it all the time. We complete in that 80% I can't see the score being under 40 this week against the Dragons. I really can't. I think we'll hit our straps. Do we hold on to the football? No, a team like the Dragons could not possibly contain the side that we've got, boys. So let's hope the lads can get it right this week at training.
That's what the Parramatta Eels did last week. They were completing around the 90% mark. Even though they only went into the break at 12-6 at halftime, it still took the energy out of the Dragons by making all them tackles in the back end of the game. The second half, Parramatta Eels, they scored 4 tries in the first 20 minutes and the game was gone. On the back of that 90% completion rate.
Yep.
You don't have to score all the time. Just be patient. Don't get bored of going down there and getting turned away. Just keep doing it. But like you said, it's JD touched on it. I'm sure the players know about it. When we complete high, we go on to win games. And it's quite simple, actually. But it's hard to do.
It is. And, okay, so maybe not a disaster, but if we don't beat the Dragons on Saturday, then panic stations all round. But we have had a tough start to the year. We have had a tough draw. Now we come up against the Dragons, the Bulldogs, the Tigers, and Manly, probably without Tommy Turbo. So we need to win all of those and get our season back on track. And like you said,
100%.
The key to that is holding the ball. We've got the team to do it. We know what we can do once we complete sets. And you know, against the Roosters, we thought, you know, we're back. But obviously, we hit a brick wall against that Panther side that, you know, we'll just move on from that. And hopefully,
we've spoken about you hand the ball over to the team like the Panthers and they're going to put a score on you. In the end, they only got, 26 odd points against us. Had that been one of the bottom sides of the competition, Penrith would have put 50 points on them last Friday night. Don't worry about that. The resistance that South do show, you can't say they don't give up at any stage. They scramble and they just don't stop trying. And that's one of the things JD loves about them.
And you just said, chaps, we spoke to JD last week and he's so happy with the commitment and the effort that the boys are showing. That's just, you've got to tweak a few little things, get them right. Once we do, we'll get on a roll.
And look, we have got our work cut out because for those that are watching the other games in this competition, the Panthers are looking good. Parramatta looked pretty good the other day. The Storm.
The Sharks.
So
the Roosters have just hit back.
The Roosters have hit back. We've got to get our act together to compete with these blokes, but I'm pretty confident we will. And, you know, a part of that too, chaps, is how our other teams are going. So I think we had a look at the teams and there's three games on this Saturday at Acor Stadium.
All three grades here, mate. We'll run through them if you like. The knock-on effect cup at 3:05 before our 5:30 kick in first grade. And it looks like Jackson Paulo has been named in that side in reserve grade to get back and maybe get a few things right defensively and a couple of small little errors defensively, but I'm sure he'll bounce back. And looks like Harmay Salih will be named there. Whether or not he'll play or not, they might keep for 18th man, but they've just named him there anyway. And a friend of the show, one of our former guests, making his return. I think it's his first game of the season. Trent Peoples. Good to see Trent back. He's a rangy back rower. And also Hugo Patterson's been promoted. A recruit from the Roosters in the offseason. He's had a couple of games in Jersey Flag. He must have impressed. They've promoted him up there to the knock-on effect cup team, boys.
Yeah, well, it'd be good to see them get a win and just
we'll be out there watching.
They had a great win last week against the Panthers. I spoke to Buddy Gordon the other day and he was happy as a way. They just stuck to the task, stuck to the game plan, kept it pretty simple. The halves controlled everything. They nearly got their pants pulled down. They led 20-6 and ended up being 20-18 in the end, but he was happy that the boys stuck to the task and got a win over undefeated Panthers side up there on their home ground. So that's a big confidence booster for the boys. The next game is the Jersey Flag. That's on at 1:25. So that's the first game kicked off there at Acor Stadium this Saturday afternoon. And a standout in that grade last week was Chase Robinson. He looks to be a fullback of the future, boys. All the skills in the world with the ball. Explosive. He's got a bit of power about him. He's comes from great pedigree. I think he's related to Ricky Walford, Eric Robinson, Travis and Reese Robinson, and also the greatest try scorer in South history, Nathan Merritt. So it's not a bad bloodline there, Mova.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. You've rattled off a couple of names there in one sentence.
Yeah. Nothing written down there either.
Just going back to the three games on the one day, boys, back to the late 80s, all through the 90s. How good is it going to be for the fans to get out there early and watch the young kids coming through the grades?
Mm. Yeah.
Understand. One of your favourites is keeping an eye on him, that side.
Get the opportunity to watch three games of footy.
Yeah, one of your favourites has kept his spot in that side, in the flag side. Louis Grosmy stayed up in that grade, must have played well last week, along with the two 18-year-old centres, Tyrell Colo-Colo and Josiah Carapani. I think he's just turned 19, Josiah, but and also young cousin KO, also another young fella. So,
yeah,
plenty to look forward to in that one. I think Jersey Flegg played one of their last games of the season. Is it second last? They're out of contention. They can't make it into the semi-final, so they'd be looking to just finish off on a positive note, I think.
Yeah.
How good are the banners, boys?
No, I think that the banners look good. Don't they play the whole season? Isn't it the reserve grade and the flag play the whole season and the ball and the...
That's what I'm saying. I just spoke about the SG ball. I'm saying they're playing their second last game of the season.
I think
They're actually playing... Yeah, he did say flag. They're actually playing down in Melbourne there for their last game. I spoke to to Peter Kandidakis, and he was saying, yeah, they unfortunately they're doing that. And I think Pete's son has been he's going to train on with the flag, and then he's going to go back and play for Southeastern. So a lot of those guys are going to go back to their teams, and we'll keep an eye on a few of those. But yeah, that flag side is exciting, chaps. You know that if you get out there, keep an eye on, like you said, Tyrell Calicalo and young Talis Duncan at lock. He's progressing through all right, and young Louis coming off the bench. So, yeah, and the banners do look good, Brownie. And if you're watching this in this crystal clear video, it's thanks to our friends at George's Cameras who have given us a Zeiss lens, top of the range. So our video and our audio quality is on the rise. We mentioned Daryl Lee, and every Daryl Lee bilby you buy, 20 cents goes to the Save the Bilby Fund, and they are delicious. Brownie hasn't got one because he polished his off. We've got one there. Yeah.
Do yourself a favour, guys. Get up to Woolies. Buy a Bilby. Not only are you buying a great chocolate, you're donating to a great cause as well. The save the Bilby Fund and trying to save them from extinction over the next couple of years. They need funds and resources. And by doing this, Daryl Lee have teamed up again with them. To raise his well-earned dollars, well-needed dollars.
And Eddie Payer and Luke Della's team, they've still got to play as well. They're playing up at the Central Coast, the Harold Matthews. It looks like they're giving a couple of young blokes a go there. A young Matraville local, mate, Matt Crossingham, looking forward to him, the big front row. It's going to be his first run for the season. So a young fella. Shout out to you, Crosser, from Matraville. And also... the women's team, they're having another trial game against the Knights up there. Actually doesn't say the details as to where they're playing, but young Davey Mwale's sister's playing there, Monique Mwale. So good luck to those girls. And they'll be prepping up for their season. I think it starts in a couple of weeks.
Yep. And we didn't finish. Our friends at NG Farrah, since 1962, Sydney's most trusted real estate. And last but not least, the juniors group of clubs. It's our home away from home, the place to play while the bunnies are away. I love it up there. I love going up there for a feed or to go and watch the footy. Mm. You know, there's three clubs across the eastern suburbs, the south of Sydney. So, yeah. So
NG Farrah sponsored that World Qualifying Series event down there, the Mad Next Pro at Maroubra Beach at the moment. It's on today and tomorrow, and that has been proudly presented by our own NG Farrah Real Estate since 1962.
It's great weather for it, chaps.
It has. The surf's not much chop, but it's great weather. There's some amazing athletes on. There's a young girl down there at the moment, Sierra Kerr. She's about 14. She's probably one of the best surfers in the world, the female. So to watch her ply a trade down there, she's going to be something special. She comes from plenty of cash. Her father has built up, was part of that Baltus deal, and he also had a bigger deal in America with another brewery, EV worth about $30 million, Josh Kerr. So her father...
Wow. Wow. What about that wave I've seen Max McGuigan, his old man, played
Johnny?
He played...
He's a good footballer, Max, too.
Yeah, there you go. And what was it? It's over at Manly on the point there or something.
Yeah, place called Dead Man, just around, you probably know Shelley Beach. If you go right around the corner from Shelley Beach, you've got Dead Man, Winky Pop and Ferry Bower. And in a big swell like that with a bit of south in the wind, it's a little bit protected. It was offshore and there was some absolute maniacs throwing themselves over the ledge out there the other day. So jump on and have a look at that. Just Google Dead Man's Surf on YouTube.
Yeah, well, that's
search that.
I can see where it got its name because that's a heavy wave.
It's just part of a big cliff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And speaking of water, you just held up a Bunnaby water there. Water with a purpose. So we thank you definitely to all our sponsors.
And don't forget our shirts are still on sale.
Shirts.
They're going like hotcakes. They're walking out the door. So be quick.
Yeah.
And make sure you purchase one of our shirts.
Yep.
Good quality too, boys. I like it.
No, they're good.
Yep, they are. All right, well, anyway, we'll see us on Saturday at the game, 5:30, Acor Stadium, Saturday. We need the 2 points bad. I think we'll
thank
get
you
it
for joining us on Rabbitohs TV.
See you guys.